So, Lee, I'll just pick up where I was. After the two-mile mark, you head down through the fields. You'll see the Litchfield track off on your left. All the ground that you had to climb, you can quickly make up as you head down back out onto Whitewoods Road. You then follow that for a bit and make a right turn onto Bissell Road. This is a section of the course where the pine trees are rather magnificent, and you do get some shade from the sun if it happens to be a hot day. You pass the three-mile mark. Runners should continue to try to run the tangent there to, since the road has some curves in it, to run the shortest possible distance. You pass the halfway mark, which is well marked on the road, and you then take a left turn into White Memorial. This is an unpaved road. Runners should watch their step. It's a very ever so slight incline, and it's one of the sections where runners should be feeling like they're exerting themselves. The four-mile mark occurs shortly before you pass the White Memorial Museum. This is a fun part of the course. Heading on down a hill, runners get a chance to get their wind back. You cross a nice wooden bridge, run through some trails, through a parking lot, and where the kayakers tend to launch themselves. And then you peer back out on Whitewoods Road. This is another flat section, and now you're heading back into the runners that are still heading out on the course. This is a section where you can really draw some energy from folks as runners congratulate and root you on, kind words of encouragement. You hit the five-mile mark, and this brings you to probably the second hardest mile of the race. This is one where you know that mile six, Gallows Lane, is looming. You're exposed, and you're starting to feel your tank empty a bit. Runners really need to focus here if they don't want their race to slip away from them. As runners come back and make a right and a quick left back onto Gallows Lane, they're confronted with a quarter mile to three-eighths of a mile hill that has about a 9% grade to it. It is tough no matter what condition you're in, no matter what caliber runner you are. Runners need to really focus here, draw on whatever source of strength that they can, all the training that they've done to prepare themselves for this, to navigate their way to the top. Runners still need to keep some energy in reserve here because once Gallows cleared, the climb is not over. Runners come out to South Street and run along the sidewalk, but it's still a gradual incline for a bit. At that point in time, runners can hear the cheers from the